Welcome to Footballytics and our automatically AI-generated short podcasts based on our data analytics articles. We support clubs, coaches, agencies and players with analysis and consulting services to use and interpret data to make better decisions in scouting, in match analysis and on the pitch.
With the numbers, data and strategy, bro, we see the game in a brand new light. A pass, a run, a shot on goal. Data brings strength to make teams whole. Through analysis, insights appear, showing where the team draws near. In this game of numbers and might, football becomes a science of sight.
Everyone, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today, we're really diving headfirst into the world of football scouting, but not how it used to be done.
Yeah.
Not the old school way. We're talking about how data analysis is like changing the game, how it's making scouts, you know, more efficient and more effective.
It's like giving them a superpower, really.
Okay. I like where this is going.
Yeah.
So walk us through it. What's the big deal with data in scouting these days?
Well, a lot of people think, you know, when they think about data, it's about finding that one, like, perfect player, like, trying to replace, like, the human intuition of a scout with just an algorithm.
Right. So, like, we can just punch in some numbers and boom,
yeah,
we find the next Messi.
Exactly. Yeah, but it's not about that at all. The real power of data in scouting is efficiency. Think of it like this. Instead of a scout having to go through hundreds and hundreds, thousands, potentially, of potential players to even look at, data helps to narrow that pool down significantly.
So instead of watching like hours and hours of game footage hoping to find a needle in a haystack,
they've got a metal detector, right, to point them in the right direction.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
And our source today, an article from the folks at Footballytics, they make this point right away. They talk about using data to narrow a pool of, say, you know, 1,000 potential players down to a much more manageable short list of 50.
And this is key, because now scouts can dedicate more of their time and their resources to really evaluating those 50 players in depth.
It's about quality over quantity.
Precisely. Imagine, instead of spending weeks just identifying potential players to even go look at, scouts can use that time to actually watch them live, to really study their personalities, see how they interact with their teammates. And that's where the real expertise comes in. The data isn't replacing scouts. It's just making them better.
It's giving them the time and the tools to focus on what humans do best.
Exactly.
So this data pre-scouting, as some people call it, it's not about like making that final decision. It's about making sure that the scouts are looking in the right places to begin with.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is especially important in today's game, where everything is so fast paced, you know?
Yeah.
Every decision can really have a huge impact on a team's success.
Which brings us to another key point from this article. This isn't just for, you know, like the big clubs with tons of money.
Right.
Endless resources.
One of the most interesting aspects of data-driven scouting is its potential to actually level the playing field. Imagine like a smaller club.
Right.
You know, they don't have the budget to send scouts all over the world to, you know,
right,
to every corner of the globe.
They can't be at every match, right?
Exactly. But they can use data to identify talent in lesser known leagues, players who might have otherwise gone completely unnoticed.
Right, players who slipped through the cracks.
Exactly. And the article even gives this great example. Kaoru Matoma, you know him, right?
Yeah.
The Japanese star.
Yeah, he's killing it in the Premier League.
Exactly. Now he's shining in the Premier League, but their algorithm had actually flagged him as a potential top talent back in 2020 when he was playing in Japan.
Wow.
Imagine having that kind of foresight.
That's incredible. It's like having a crystal ball and seeing a player's potential before anyone else does.
In a way, yeah. And that kind of insight can be invaluable, both for finding those hidden gems, but also for making sure you're not overpaying for players, right? It can really shake things up, this whole data-driven approach, especially, you know, when it comes to player agents.
Okay.
You know, traditionally,
I see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
They have a lot of power in this whole transfer market, right?
Absolutely. They control, you know, the access to the players. They set the prices. They can even influence, like, which clubs a player will even consider, you know?
Right.
But data kind of flips that whole script.
Okay, so instead of being like at the mercy of the agents, clubs can use the data to like
take control.
Take control.
Instead of, you know, waiting for an agent to come to them and pitch a player, they can proactively identify, like, okay, what are our needs? What's our budget? What even is our style of play? And then find players that fit that.
Yeah. It's like going from like shopping at one store to like browsing a global marketplace,
right?
You know,
yeah.
You have more options, you have more information, so ultimately you have more power.
Exactly. And this isn't some like, you know, futuristic fantasy. This is happening right now.
Yeah.
The article even mentions like how some clubs are building entire departments dedicated to just data analysis.
Wow. Which makes me wonder, like, is this something totally new? Have we seen this kind of data revolution in other sports?
Not at all. Remember Moneyball?
Oh, yeah.
The Brad Pitt movie about baseball?
That's yeah. The one. And it's a great example of how data analysis can be used to find, you know, those undervalued players and gain a competitive edge.
The Oakland A's, right?
Yeah.
A team with a very, very limited budget. They use data to challenge the big spenders of baseball.
And they ended up, what, like going on that crazy winning streak?
Exactly.
It's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
So in a way, data is kind of leveling the playing field in football, too.
Absolutely. It's giving those smaller clubs, those, you know, clubs with more limited resources, the ability to compete with the giants of the game.
I like it.
And the article digs even deeper into how they actually do this. You know, talking about three specific approaches to data analysis.
Okay, let's break those out.
Yeah.
The first one they mention is value adjustment.
Right.
What's that all about?
So it's a way of accounting for the context in which a player's stats are even generated.
Okay.
So think about it. A striker, right, in a very dominant attacking team might score a lot of goals.
Yeah. But are they truly exceptional, or are they just benefiting from playing with, you know, a bunch of superstars around them?
That makes sense.
Right. So value adjustment helps to identify players who might be, you know, overshadowed by their team's kind of overall performance.
Okay, so it's not just about looking at like the raw numbers. You have
yeah.
to understand the story behind the numbers.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And this leads into their second approach, which focuses on creating like position profiles.
Okay, so instead of having like a one-size-fits-all approach to data analysis, they're customizing it for each position on the field.
Exactly. They identify like what are the key metrics, what are the attributes that are most important for each position.
Okay.
And then they can use those to filter and to rank players.
Got it.
So you're looking for like, you know, a young creative midfielder who excels at passing and chance creation.
Yeah.
Boom. They can input those specific criteria.
Right.
And the data will spit out a list of potential targets.
It's like having a personal shopping assistant, but for football talent.
I like that.
Yeah.
And then there's their third approach, which is arguably the most intriguing, the similarity algorithm.
Okay, so this is the one where they try to find like the next Messi, right?
Well, not exactly.
Yeah.
It's more nuanced than that.
Okay.
The similarity algorithm analyzes a vast amount of data points.
Okay.
Passing accuracy, you know, dribbling success, defensive actions, you name it.
Right.
To identify players with similar playing styles to establish stars.
So it's not about finding an exact clone. It's more like
right.
players who have
yeah, comparable
strengths, comparable weaknesses.
Precisely. So for example, let's say a club wants, you know, a player in the mold of Kevin De Bruyne.
Okay, yeah.
Manchester City's brilliant midfielder.
He's amazing.
Right. Using their algorithm, they could potentially identify a young player in, you know, a lesser-known league who exhibits, you know, similar passing range, similar vision, similar creativity.
That's incredible. So even if a club couldn't afford De Bruyne himself,
right.
they could potentially find a player with a very similar skill set
right.
at a fraction of the cost.
Exactly. Of course, it's important to remember that context matters, right?
Sure.
A player's performance can be influenced by their teammates, by their coach, even by the league they play in.
It's not just about the numbers matching up.
Right, exactly. It's
yeah.
it's about using those similarities as that starting point. And then you got to dig deeper, you know, to understand like the player, the person as a whole.
So the data is like, hey, check out this guy in the Argentine second division. He moves like a young Neymar.
Right.
And then boom, the scouts get to work. They see, okay, does he have the the mentality? Does he have that work ethic, the Neymar-ness, you know, to actually make it big?
Yeah, exactly. And that's something that, you know, the article really emphasizes throughout this whole thing, right? Data isn't about replacing human judgment. It's about making that judgment even better, even sharper.
Giving the scouts like the best possible information so they can make, like, you know, the smartest decisions.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so that actually brings us to like a really interesting point the article makes about like the bigger picture here, right? Like mm-hmm. they quote Archimedes.
Okay.
And they say, give me a fixed point and I will unhinge the earth.
Wow.
It's a pretty intense quote for a football article. Yeah. So like how does that even tie into all of this?
Well, they're basically suggesting that, you know, data can be that fixed point in football.
Okay.
By providing these like objective insights into a player's performance, their potential, it can kind of like challenge like how we've always done things. You know, it can disrupt those traditional hierarchies.
Wow. So you're saying like, you know, data could change how we even value players in the first place, mm-hmm. how teams are built from the ground up,
yeah.
maybe even how the entire game is played.
Exactly. Imagine like a future where transfer fees aren't determined by, you know, an agent's negotiating skills.
Right. But by like a data-driven assessment of what a player is actually worth.
Right.
A future where teams aren't built on gut feelings and reputation, but on a foundation of statistical analysis.
Yeah, it's kind of mind-blowing to think about, to be honest.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's also exciting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, data really has this potential to make football, you know, fairer, more competitive, more exciting even to watch.
Yeah, I love that. Well said. And that about wraps up this incredible deep dive, everybody, into the world of data-driven scouting. And if you're as fascinated by this topic as we are, you know, we highly encourage you to check out the full article.
Yeah.
It's on the Footballytics website. They go into like even more detail about their methodology, you know, and the future of this whole game-changing field.
And remember, the world of football, it's always evolving, right? So those who are willing to embrace these new ideas, to adapt to the changes as they come, those are the ones that are going to come out on top. So true. Until next time, everybody, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep that data appetite satisfied.
With the numbers, data, and strategy, bro, we see the game in a brand new light. A pass, a run, a shot on goal. Data brings strengths to make teams whole. Through analysis, insights appear, showing where the team draws near. In this game of numbers and might, football becomes a science of sight. With numbers, data, and strategy bright, we see the game in a brand new light. A pass, a run, a shot on goal. Data brings strengths to make teams whole. Through analysis, insights appear, showing where the team draws near. In this game of numbers and might, football becomes a science of sight.